views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call. Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christina Jans, and this is Peace World Radio. Every second Monday of the month, you'll get to meet extraordinary people right here. These are people who refuse to be imprisoned by their pasts. They have the courage and vision to believe that things can be different, and most of all, they refuse to let hope die. Through their thoughts, their words, music, their tireless work, and unshakable determination, they're waking us up out of our drowsy slumbers and reminding us of our responsibility to our world and to each other. My very special guest today is one of those people. His name is Emmanuel Jal, and I have to tell you, he is such an inspiration to me. His journey from having seen and experienced horrendous acts of brutality to now becoming a man of peace is nothing short of extraordinary. He is a shining example to all of us of the power that lies within to transform anger and pain into peace, and in doing so, transform our world. Now, let me give you some details about his life so that you can truly appreciate his journey and what he's doing today. Emmanuel was born sometime in the early 80s into the life of a child soldier in war-torn southern Sudan, and through absolutely unbelievable struggles, somehow, miraculously, he managed to survive and is now a recording artist, achieving worldwide acclaim for his message of peace and reconciliation that was born out of these personal experiences. His latest single, We Want Peace, from his new album, See Me Mama, is heavily influenced by this background, and we're going to be talking to him about this CD a lot today. In 2008, a documentary of his life was released. The film War Child won 12 prestigious film festival awards. In the same year, his autobiography, also called War Child, was published, and having read it, I can tell you it is an extraordinary book. Emmanuel Jal has addressed the United Nations, the U.S. Congress, the highest level of several governments. He has been involved in many global peace initiatives. He was one of the faces of Amnesty International's 2010 World Refugee Day campaign. Also in 2010, his We Want Peace campaign was supported by Peter Gabriel, Alicia Keys, George Clooney, Richard Branson, former President Jimmy Carter, Kofi Annan, just to name a few of them. In 2011, he received the coveted Common Ground Award for his outstanding commitment to peacebuilding, an award, by the way, that was previously given to Desmond Tutu. He has spoken alongside Kofi Annan, Matt Dillon, and Angelina Jolie, and took part in the Oxfam Climate Change Campaign and the CNN Freedom Project. Last year, he launched the We Want Peace 2012 campaign and released the We Want Peace Reloaded, which is fabulous. I've got to tell you, I was listening to it all the way up to my office today. It's great. And now Emmanuel Jal, musician and peace soldier, tours the world performing and campaigning in support of his global peace, a We Want Peace effort. Isn't that incredible what he's done with his life so far? And on that note, it gives me so much pleasure to welcome you, Emmanuel Ojal, to Peace World Radio. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
I read your book, War Child, cover to cover, and what you survived to become the peace activist you are today is unbelievable. We're definitely going to be spending lots of time talking about your peace efforts and your new CD, but to help our listeners fully grasp the magnitude of what you're doing with your life now, I wonder if you can give us an idea of what your life was like during those very difficult early years.
Well, just to try to go back, you know, it wasn't a good life to think of, you know, being born as a kid and not getting to see the beautiful side of the world, seeing violence and growing into violence and running from one place into violence. So the first time I experienced war, I thought the world was ending because I used to hear the stories where adults talk
right.
and say the world is going to come to an end. And a lot of people are going to die, and some people will go to heaven. So, you know, and all those things. So, when I heard that happen, when we keep running and this fire is dropping from sky, then I thought, this is it. The world has ended. And so, when I keep surviving from one place to another. And then later on, you know, I came to realize my mother, too, was claimed by the war. So,
yes.
And now I came to realize later after how my mother died, because I never knew how she died when I was a kid. And so recently I managed to get in contact with my mom. So under one of the village attacks, she actually ran and she was pregnant. And so she was so exhausted. And by the time she got next to my grandmother, she out of exhaustion, she gave a premature birth and the baby died.
Oh, I see.
And she died too. And so some of my other aunties that I thought were killed by live bullets, so some of my uncle have been educating me. They're telling me there was a certain weapon that was dropped so people were poisoned. So there was poisoning of wells, poisoning of different areas. So, you know, and cows were getting sick. And so all my aunties died during that time, the aunties from my mom's side. None of them is alive. And then from my dad's side, I have some of my aunties who are still alive. But all my uncles, only two that I know of, are alive. And so at the age of 7, my father gave me out, telling me that I'm going to go to school in Ethiopia. And there, you know, seeing 6, 7 years old burying their own dad, and then crossing rivers, seeing hippopotamus smashing kids.
Yeah.
I mean, if I think about it now, I can only talk about it to paint the pictures,
yes.
just to create social awareness and raise emotional intelligence among people. Because what I know is when human beings hear pain about another human being, they empathize. And because they don't feel sorry. Sorry is different. You know, empathize is a pain that every mother feels for any other child.
Yes.
You know, when you only want to know the truth, look at every woman's face when they see another child suffering. They feel the pain, and they see that it's like their own child. And so every human being can empathize if a story is brought to them in a way that is not aggressive to try to push them on the world, to put block defense systems to try to justify and not respond.
Yes, yes. And you know, my goodness, the so many of your family and your village and your countrymen were killed. There was one journey that when it started out, one journey that you went on, there were 400 people at the beginning and 16 people survived at the end. You were one of them. Why, when you think you look back, why do you think you survived, Emmanuel? Not just that journey, but this whole experience. Why do you think you survived?
That's a difficult question, you know. Sometimes if you ask a kid in an orphanage, you may ask them, why were you picked? Do you know why you got picked? But one thing I could say is probably I survived for a reason to tell this story. And so looking at it now, I am here. I cannot just keep quiet and enjoy my life. I can't just decide, look, I'm going underground, going to go back to school, forget about everything, start my own business and not talk about anything, then move on. But to me, if I do that, I feel like I'm betraying those voices, those stories that I've not been told. So the story is no longer mine now. So I'm telling a story of people who are not here. And so when I keep quiet or when I want to give up, it's like in my dreams, they wake me up and they tell me, why are you forgetting about us? So I never used to understand why in the dreams that somebody died long time ago, a kid saying like, why are you forgetting us? So what I realize is what they're telling me is keep telling the story. Because, and I keep on doing it and being active, what I realize, a lot of young people from different areas, China, Japan, all over that come to discover. Like even in Burma, you know, there was a rapper there who discovered what I was doing and said, look, I am going to do something about what is going on here. And now he's in the parliament. And so he's supporting Sun Yang, the lady.
Yes.
Yeah. And so like you find different kids would contact me on Facebook and say, look, I dropped out of university, but when I heard you telling this, I thought I went back. I thought I should complete my school so I can actually be a global citizen and make a difference.
And so now it's so much bigger than you, so much bigger. We're going to pause for a quick break now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with this extraordinary peace activist and musician, Emmanuel Jal. Stay tuned. There's so much more coming.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Back with Emmanuel Jal to talk about this extraordinary journey that he's on. You know, before the break, Emmanuel, we were talking about the great, great difficulties that you experienced in those early years, but there were also blessings, and there were many blessings. One of those blessings was a British aid worker named Emma McCune. Can you tell us about her?
Well, Emma McKeon was a British aid worker who was working during there. And so I just met her from a journey that was really, really traumatized and where a lot of people died. And that journey, I was tempted to eat my friend because we ran out of food and we're eating snails, vultures, and it was really, really difficult.
Mm.
And so when I was in a place called Word, she smuggled me to Kenya. So she was the turning point. So she became the angel that came at that time. But unfortunately, she later died. And so everything, it's like my life has been like a music, you know, going down, up and down, up and down. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I celebrate. When I celebrate too much, I hold down a bit, say, look, something is... Now you celebrate to the top, you're about to go down. To
That's respect. Right, yes, you know? Yes. So Emma McKeon, without a doubt, gave you that gift of a future, of a real life, you know, one that was filled with hope and possibilities. But I was, as I was reading your book, I thought to myself, there was another really important person who came into your life when you were young, and her name is Mrs. Monroe. And as I understand it, she introduced you to the lives of Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Nelson Mandela, and with that, the whole idea of forgiveness. You say in your book that a seed was planted in you, and you realized that now you had a choice to either remain trapped in the bitterness of the past or to find peace in the present. Tell us about that.
Well, Mrs. Mumu, she's an amazing Kenyan woman. Like, I have never seen somebody who get all of our salary, put all the salary into helping kids. I mean, our work was just, our heart was just to rescue boys, thieves, child soldiers, any. And she was doing it in action. So she got me into our house at the lowest point, and she told me, you're going to be one of my sons. And I told her, you can't say that, you know. I am not alone. So I said, whoever you are with, bring. So the next day, we filled our house with lots of boys.
Really?
And she'll say, wow. So, for every door I enter, I'm not alone. So I come with a whole group of people. But she managed to help all of them out in different ways. And so she was able to counsel us and give us direction.
And tell me about, you know, that whole idea of forgiveness, about what you had to do within your heart, you know, that choice to either remain trapped in bitterness or to let go of it so that you can live the true gift that Emma McKeon gave you, which was a future, but a future without being imprisoned in your heart filled with bitterness.
Well, you see, what I see as what will help the world in the long run is education.
Yeah.
You know, education could be through stories. It could be you being educated to have the tools to go out and search the truth. And once you search the truth, would you want to forgive and move on? Or would you want to pursue a different way to revenge, which is the way of being bitter? So for me, what I realized is, I come from the tribe called the Nuer people.
Yes.
And they used to, kids were grown, trained to be warriors. So by the age of 14, 15, you can actually prepare to go for a cattle raid. And so they had the ideologies that we deserve to have all the cows, you know. And so the Dinka people eat people, so they're not human beings. So the ideology was built into us. So. And as you grow up as a kid, even me when I went to Ethiopia, I had a Dinka friend. So at night when I'm sleeping, I would think this Dinka friend of mine is going to turn into an animal at night and just bite me.
Okay.
So I still had the thought that this tribe eat people almost until when I was 18. So, and when I came to realize it was all a myth that was built. But the other tribe had their own ideology as well. So they think, my tribe are primitive, and then they are born to lead, and they are God chosen. Even the cows are there, so they prepare and train to come and raise our tribe.
Mm.
And so when I look at that, I say, look, what different is this from the Arabs who came and brought a religion and said, those who belong to Allah deserve to enjoy everything here? and those who are not following this faith of ours are abed. So they should be killed and they should be slaves. So now, if I compare that ideology with the ideology my tribe had and compare it with the ideology where the colonialism came, where they said Africans are subhuman species, they are not yet developed as human beings, so they don't deserve to have all these good things. So, and they took a lot of them and make them slaves and took their land and colonized them.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, look, human beings are the same. Depending wherever they are, when the greed comes over, somebody somewhere is going to build an ideology and use that. And so when I look at it and I say, okay, this is the truth. What was killing us was not Muslims and Arabs. What was killing us was resources. It's uh-huh. the gold, it's the diamond, it's the greed, and these people want more. And probably when they're taking all this more, they're not sharing it themselves, they're sharing it also with somebody else. And so I say, okay, so Muslims, I cannot hate Muslims. I cannot hate Arabs, because not all Arabs are like this. And so, and that's when discovering the truth, learning about Martin Luther King, coming to discover William Wilberforce, trying to discover all these good things, and also having somebody like Emma McKeon, and I would say, like, she's a white woman. Why did she have to bother her life to try to
uh-huh.
help me? Why? Why does she need me? You know? And
yeah.
so why? She should go and get her kid somewhere and take care of her kid. So when I look at it and I realize not all human beings are the same. And so now we live in the better times, the times where Martin Luther King prophesied, and I should take use of that. And so I have a choice now to follow the same path Gandhi has followed, the same path of peace that Nelson Mandela has chosen. And so those are the people who inspire me to actually start rapping,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's their content that I'm trying to put in rap music. You know,
absolutely.
So that's how it all began.
I think it's such an important message that all of us can take from this. You know, your story is truly awesome and awe-inspiring, and might seem to some people amazing but distant from what they're experiencing in the moment today. But I think this message that you're talking about relates to anyone everywhere, and that is that regardless of what we've experienced in our past, we have at this very moment a choice to either remain imprisoned by bitterness and pain or to choose the freedom of peace and to know love, a kind of love that only forgiveness can bring. And, you know, Emmanuel, one thing's clear to me. I'd love to know what you think about this. I think if we want peace in this world, we have to first have peace within ourselves. What do you think?
Well, actually, what's the definition of peace? I agree with you. You see, peace is justice, equality, freedom for all. So whenever those three things are oppressed somewhere, then there's not going to be peace, because whoever being oppressed will always keep on trying to come out and react in a different way. And sometimes we could label them terrorists, we could call them rebels, we could call them all kind of names, because if we don't get the ideology. So the other we don't get the message they're trying to communicate to us, because sometimes they may not know how to communicate it, so they communicate it by terrorizing,
uh-huh.
you know. So the other way I could say peace is when my belly is full. You know, when the economy hits you, your bills, you know, are disturbing you. Your kids can't go to school. Winter comes. For example, I'm going to put it in the context in the West here. Winter comes, you can't afford heater. You can't afford to put your kids into a better school. You're eating junk food. You can't afford good food. So what happens is that's going to affect your peace. So if it's going to affect your peace, you're going to be able to affect somebody else's peace, because if you're stressed and you have got a lot of pressure, you have a lot of anger within you. So there's a way, if people learn how to get peace for themselves, to be able to say, look, I don't have to be violent when I'm pressured this way. I can discipline myself and communicate. So being able to build peace within you can help build peace among your environment. So the other way, peace is when conflicts are managed in a mature manner that the violence can be prevented. So now, we know war does not voice when the violence are not managed. You know?
Uh-huh.
That's when war happens. And war happens when resources are few and the population of people have increased and somebody somewhere want to have everything for themselves and oppressing another person somewhere. And so, I mean, like, for us to create peace, peace within ourselves is very important to be able to go out there and make peace to the rest of the world. So there are different levels of peace, you know?
Because I think you said somebody. It beautifully. I think you said it absolutely beautifully. And there are so, you're right, there are many, many layers to this. We have to pause for another break, but stay tuned. When we come back, we will have more from this peace soldier and musician, Emmanuel Zhao.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call. Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671. Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back. I'm Christina Jantz, and if you're just joining us, my special guest today is Emmanuel Zhao. Before the break, we were speaking about peace and the blessings of that had come into your life, Emmanuel, during those very difficult years. And there was still another blessing that we need to talk about, and that, of course, is music. Music has been you know, this constant that has run through all the experiences in your life as a child, watching your mother's love for singing and how she would just blossom when she would sing, and later listening to the village people celebrating life through song, and also how song put courage into your young soldier's heart when there was so much to be feared. Tell us about the power of music for you.
Well, the power of what music does is music is my painkiller. You know, music is what makes me push every day. You know, nowadays sometimes I wake up in the morning, get one track, and I just jam and dance, you know, or sing the lyrics along to like maybe like 7 in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
Hope I don't. I'm not a bad neighbor, whatever. This is how I'm doing it now. But if I'm in a very quiet neighborhood, I won't do that. So, in the winter, probably I do that. But when in summer, I can just jog outside. In the morning.
And so, I heard you say that once that you see heaven through music.
You see, music is where I become a child again. This is where I get to experience heaven. So, and my faith is what gives me hope to want to see tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the music is the painkiller because there's so many things that are happening. And so I write lyrics. I could write and in that moment, when the song is complete or when I'm in that creative moment or when I'm co-writing with somebody or when I'm listening to a song I really like, I'm engaged for that moment, you know. And by the time, whatever was disturbing me is gone. And so my muscles are relaxed, my head is relaxed. Then I can focus on what I want to do. And so, because, you know, when you're so stressed up, you know, you end up start eating almost everything is around you and you can't focus and you don't do things. So I find something that brings me balance.
Good.
Good.
And what part does music play now in your drive to create peace in this world?
Oh, well, what part of music? I didn't get that.
What part does music play in how you want to bring peace to this world? You know, it seems to be the language that you take this message out.
Well, music is what, it's a language that any human being understand. It's a universal language. So music is what I use. I go entertain. When I'm on a stage, I'm not going to be there as a preacher. I'm there to entertain. I'm there to throw a good show. I'm there to make somebody have fun. That's the first thing I put in my head. What I cannot make with my voice, I go crazy with my body.
Uh-huh.
So to just show the people who have come to watch my show. Sometimes I dance, I fall off stage. If they're laughing or they're enjoying it, I'm doing it for them.
Yeah.
Say, look, you came here, I'm going to burn my fat, skinny body. You know what I mean? And they love it. So those who come and have an experience of my show, they really enjoy it.
Wonderful. Now, you have a new CD out called See Me Mama. Tell us about that. What does the title refer to?
Well, See Me Mama is a tribute to my mom, so I'm dedicated to my mother, so that's why the title is called See Me Mama.
Right.
And it was out on the 20, I think, was out like last year. That's when it was out. So, and we've been promoting it.
Wonderful.
August 7th. It was out August 7th.
Good. You know, one of the tracks you have on it is called Lose to Win. And you say, I will keep losing till the end. It sounds strange, quite insane, but it's driven by forces I feel I can change. What do you mean when you say, I will keep losing till the end?
Well, Lose to Win is a song that inspired me because I did a challenge called Lose to Win once where I ate 1 meal a day for 662 days. And it was really, really difficult because I was trying to raise money for my charity, Goa Africa, to help kids go to school. So I thought I was that famous enough to get people to jump on Lose to Win. It's going to take like 1 month, but it took that long. And so that's how Lose to Win came about. So to inspire myself and writing a song just to think. So there's a part which is really, really, really deep. We say, all I got to do is shine some light in this darkness and I'll be all right. Things don't seem to be clear right now because my reality wants me to bow down. I traveled the world. I sold my soul for silver and gold. But to tell a story that need to be told. So basically, I'm encouraging myself. I'm doing this because I need this story to be told. So, you know, when those lyrics comes out, I feel energized.
Yes.
So I'm losing to win, because the concept of lose to win is, what are you willing to lose to make the world a better place?
There
you
go.
Not what you're donating. You got to lose something. You know, it could be, say, your time. So in revolution, you know, for great things to happen, some people give up their time to support that cause. Some give their money. Some give their life, you know.
Absolutely.
And so, and this time I'm alive, I'm giving my time. And I'm lending my voice. And so that is what I'm losing. I could have taken that to just do things for myself. And so, if you know, every human being have to encourage themselves.
Definitely.
For you to do anything, you need to sit down somewhere and just talk to yourself.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right about that. There has to be an exchange. If we want something more, we have to be willing to let go of our comfort zones, to get out of them, to reach for something beyond where we are right now, right?
Yes.
I also wanted to ask you about a track that you have on the CD called Babylon. And you speak about no time for family and money, and everything moves by the clock, and I'm a hustler, a victim, finding ways to survive in the system. Oh, Godfather, hold my hand. I do not want to get lost in this world. Tell me about that, not wanting to get lost in this world.
Well, the song Babylon was in London, you know. During that time, there was an economical crisis. And so my sisters would call me. I have so many cousins. And every time they call me, every phone call I get was people asking about money. They want to go to school. There was so much responsibility. And by the time, there was no time to reach them. And so I was trying to tell them I'm in Babylon. And in Babylon, time is money. So the reason they're not picking my phone, I'm probably hustling somewhere in a show or doing something. And by the time I want to call them back, probably they're asleep. So basically, I'm trying to tell them, I have some of our cousins that are very close next to me here, but haven't seen them for a year, because it's not like the way it is in Africa, where you wake up in the morning, you go and see, hey, you just walk to your cousin's house and you'll find somebody.
Right.
In Babylon, people have to organize. Imagine people making appointments. There are some people who make appointments even to meet their fathers or their mothers. You know? That's what I'm trying to show them.
How foreign that must be. How foreign that must have been to you compared to the way the social connections were for you at home.
It was a new life, but I had to adapt quickly and say, oh, this is how it is here. So now I know the different two of life, but they are not here, so they don't see it and they won't understand it. And so it was a song for me to communicate with them, you know. I'm not actually communicating with them alone. It's a song that almost every African person is going through, or any other person who has come to experience the Babylonian system. And now I realize I'm not alone. So the people in Babylon, they have credit card, MasterCard, Visa cards, and they're all bound to them. So, you know.
Absolutely. My goodness. And, you know, in the sort of the chaos of that life in Babylon, where you have to even make an appointment to meet your father, I'm wondering about the things that keep you grounded and bring you reassurance. You once said that when you were young and after your mother had passed away, that you longed for her presence that was fixed and reassuring in all the chaos. And I wondered both in the past and whether now music brings you that sense of grounding and reassurance, you know, like that constant, you know, something that you can rely on. Does that do that for you?
Well, this is, you see, like the way my body has worked is, my body has learned how to energize itself. So the music is, it's the hobby, it's where I have fun.
Oh, okay.
And just to boost up the body system to move around. And because also I have the religious background, where when I used to be in Kenya, I used to go to church and pray a lot. So now I've learned so many things that helped me to be in balance as a person. So when I was a child, I was 7, 8, 9 years old, up to like 13, 15. You're still a kid, you know? And that time, what means to your whole world is your mom. That's the only God you can see at that moment.
Uh-huh.
So at that time, I would pray to my mother's God. I would ask, Mom, where are you? You know? And, you know, sometimes she'll appear in my dreams. And so this is... But now I can't even remember how my mom looked like.
Really, huh?
I can't remember now. But that time I could remember how she looked like.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Sure, I know exactly what you mean by that. Emmanuel, we are going to stop for another quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about peace initiatives and the importance of education to helping people instead of just receiving aid. And I want to hear about where we can find you in this new year. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back to Peace World Radio. I'm Christina Jans. Remember, to find out about upcoming shows or to listen to ones you may have missed, you can always go to peaceworldradio.com. I have been having such a wonderful conversation with musician and peace activist Emmanuel Jal. Emmanuel, I wanted to ask you now about the responsibility you feel to help others. And in particular, I know we touched on it a little earlier about how important you feel education is to helping people as compared to just receiving aid. Can you tell us about that?
Well, education will help reduce the level of poverty. You know, when people are educated, you're giving them many ways to fend for themselves. And but that different level of education, you know, there's the one social-emotional learning that I'm doing where I travel around the school to share my experiences around the world to raise emotional intelligence of people, for them to empathize, to be able to lend their skills, their time, or their money to their fellow human being that needs it so they could be able to fend for themselves.
Mm.
Aid helps in a short term, in a quick response when people are suffering. Aid is important.
Okay.
But in a long term, what will help a community is to be able to find out what are the ideas do they have equally. Sometimes people don't listen. You go to a small community that is suffering, they'll ask you. You tell them you need aid. When they tell you no, the kids are telling you, give us pen and papers. And the parents say, send us a teacher.
Right.
Or show us something how to fend for ourselves. Because the wars crippled my country for a long time, and people running from one place to another. So some people have forgotten skills on how to just even do things for themselves. But I think, like, now with the internet and social media, I think people are getting knowledge to learn different skills to help them bring peace to themselves. Bringing peace to yourself is getting food on your table.
Anybody and being
can
empowered
get
to do
table,
that. Yeah. Being empowered to do that with the knowledge and the tools that you need, not just being receiving the aid, but being able to do it for yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so important.
And so, like, for me, I think if anybody want to find out more about the peace movement that they're doing, they can go to wewantpeace.org. We
yes.
also build up a school pack where schools can download a school package about We Want Peace, and they can... the children can learn about it now, because I say it's easy to plant a seed of peace in young people now, you know, than waiting for them when they're really grown up to try to plant it in them.
So that was important information for our listeners. If they want to find out more, they can go to wewantpeace.org, just in general, to find out what your whole campaign is about. There's lots of ways that people can volunteer and help. And also, you say there is a peace pack that can be downloaded?
Yes, a peace pack that can be downloaded by schools, so the teacher can actually get the students to do it. I don't have to be there. But I'm touring schools, so if people want me to come to their schools in their area, we can still organize that.
Oh, wonderful. And again, they can get all the contact information. So for any parents who think this is a great idea, or teachers or school boards listening, they can go to wewantpeace.org, contact you, and arrange for you to come in and talk to the students there.
Yes.
Wonderful. What else are you going to be doing in 2013? Where can we find you? What are you going to be up to?
What in 2013, this is where I'm planning 100 school. It's a challenge that I'm trying to make sure it happens. So everybody on my team now, we're working to get sure I go to 100 schools. So what we're doing now, we're building a tour in San Diego. I'm trying to organize a tour in Canada, Ontario, Toronto.
Fabulous.
And then we're trying to do tour in England. So the way we're doing it is we build different packages for sponsors where even individuals, people can actually participate in sponsoring me to go to a high school visit. And so all of that people can contact us and We Want Peace.
That's fantastic. What can you, anything else you can tell us about your CD, your new CD, See Me Mama, and the great people on it? And so we can get people to get out there and buy it?
Yeah, See Me Mama, you can just go on iTunes. So it's just there on iTunes. You can just download it on iTunes or order a hard copy from Gutwich Records, which is gutwichrecords.com.
Wonderful. One more question I wanted to ask you. You know, your goal was to build schools, the Gwa Africa project, to build schools in your country. How is that coming along?
Well, that one is coming along. So now we are trying to create a strategy where I can raise more funds. So we are organizing home screenings. People can order DVD and do a house party screening of the movie and ask their friend to bring either popcorn, $20 with them. So we're having multiple screenings at people's houses.
Oh, that's wonderful. So again, this is more that people can find out about once they go to your CD. I mean, your website.
Yes, yeah, so this is one way and an idea that we're going to make sure available for the whole public within the weeks. Maybe by next week it will be for all the public, because the record label is doing a screening here on the 8th of February. Hopefully, I hope you're going to make it to come here.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, that would be fabulous. Oh, our time has gone so quickly today. We're coming to the end of our show. As I said at the beginning, Emmanuel, you're an absolute inspiration. You didn't just survive your past. You have been triumphant in choosing peace over hatred, and you now serve as such a shining example to all of us of what is possible. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, comrade, and to all the peace soldiers out there. Let's get the candle burning. Peace.
Absolutely. The last line of Emmanuel Jal's book, War Child, reads, "I am proof that one person can rise above any challenge, and if I can, then so will others if they're given a chance. Hope must never die." And how true that is, hope must never die, because without it, we have no future. To all our listeners, and I know there were so many listening today, I thank you all. I want to encourage you to check out Emmanuel Jal's website, wewantpeace.org, to listen to his fantastic new CD, See Me Mama. I've listened to it and I love it. And I highly recommend his book, War Child. This book changed me forever. Also, if you have a chance, go to peaceworldradio.com and click on People Who Are Changing the World. There you will find Emmanuel Jal listed, and among other things, I've posted a link to the talk he gave at TED Global. Listen to it. It's impossible not to be affected by it.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having. The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.